This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Man, with the mic in my hand.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are out west. Ashburn, VA.
VA in the house.
BigBear.ai Performance Center for Commanders practice as they get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Day. You're listening to B. Mitch Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a regular-sized-eared blogger. Good morning,
Brian. Nah, nothing about your ears are regular.
What's up,
dude? You're a big-eared blogger. I'm good, man. How you doing?
We got some breaking news off the top.
What we got?
Tress Way voted to the Pro Bowl.
Hell yeah.
Makes his third Pro Bowl selection. Pretty damn cool, man.
Yeah, man. Look, Tress has been consistent since he's gotten here. As I told you, the most normal kicker I ever met in my life, because most most kickers and punters are the most aloof, strange people in the damn world.
Right.
But Tress is so damn cool. He's athletic. He could do multiple things, do baseball, golf. The dude is outstanding, but most of those little dudes some geeks, bro. I'm serious. But I like Tress, and congrats to him, man.
Definitely. So, through week 16, Tress has punted 50 times for 2,300 yards. But what's more important with the punts is 25 punts downed inside the 20.
Oh, yeah.
A net average of almost 44 yards, ranks second in the NFC in net punting average, and is tied for second in the NFC punts pinned inside the 20.
And that's
he's
about,
a weapon, dude.
He's a weapon, and also the guys that are running down there for him, he knows they're going to bust their asses for him, and they know that he's going to give them a chance. Tress has a way of kicking this ball that spins back like a damn golf ball on a damn green.
Totally.
You know, and I think you look at guys like Revo, you know, and, you know, Percy when he was out there too. Those guys are hauling ass to get down there and do things for him, because that dude is – and then again, he's not a punter who's going to just get out the way.
Right.
If they happen to get to him, he'll go lay a shoulder in there.
Well, and we got a little bit more here. Tress has now played in 194 games for the Washington organization.
Mm-hmm.
That ranks sixth all time. Do you know, I'm curious, these are at least two of these dudes you played with. I don't think you played with the third. Do you know who's played in the most all-time games for the organization?
Darryl Green.
Darryl Green, 295.
Mm-hmm. He played 800 years, man.
Do you know who's second? All time.
Second all time.
It's somebody you look up to.
Monty Coleman.
Yes, sir. 215 games for Monty. And you know who's third?
Third? Ooh, let me see.
It's another dude you played with and looked up to.
Bazo?
Art Monk. Art Monk at 205. And then I don't believe you played with Dave Butts, right?
Nah.
He was done by the time you got
here. Nah. I don't think they had two big enough helmets for both of us on the same team.
Dave Butts played in 203 games, and then I got to confess, I'm not familiar with Len House, H-A-U-S-S.
Yeah.
Len House played in 196 regular season games, if Tress plays the final two games, which presuming he will, he'll move up to tied with number five for with House with 195 career games.
Good That's stuff.
Not the only Pro Bowl news I have for you, Brian.
Who else?
Nick Ballore named third alternate special teamer.
I love Ballore.
That's a dog.
Right. Listen, the thing about it, like, every time I see him walking into the thing, I can't see the guy I see walking in the tunnel making all those plays on the field. You know, when you see him, he looks kind of like a uncle, like an unk.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got some unk vibes.
Accountant type guy. Then he get on the football field, and he is, like you said, he's a dog, man.
Yeah.
I love watching him play ball, man. Looks can be deceiving in football.
And then one that might be closer to your heart here a little bit.
Oh, my man, Jalen.
Jalen Lane named second alternate.
Hell yeah. There we go.
Now, I don't know how this – Jalen is on IR.
He probably won't be able to – nothing can happen. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done until the offseason. Get ready to go for the season.
Yeah, I but still cool that he's been recognized.
You get recognized like that, and then a rookie season on top of it? Hell yeah. Great stuff there, man.
Yeah, man. Bad year, but doesn't mean everything was bad, you know?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Tress. Certainly well-earned, I'd say. I mean, the numbers are there to support it, and I don't know. Just pretty damn cool.
Very, very.
So congratulations to Tress. You're just getting in your car. Tress Way named to his third Pro Bowl. Had 25 kicks down to
Good
inside.
Good job, brother.
You know what I'd love? Maybe Bees could set a line for us, right? So he's at 25 kicks inside the 20 with two games to play.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think if I set it at 28 and a half before? So you need four more to get home.
Ooh.
I guess we could back that math out, right? If he has 25 in 15 games, what does that work out to? 1 point?
1 point some. About 1.7-ish.
So four would be the number then, because it's two a game.
You say three and a half, so I can see him. That could be a damn very, very close one.
That's
you're starting to act like you living in Vegas.
I'm a little sharp these days. I knew to take the Niners last night. I at least knew that. The problem for Tress getting that number is it's like offensive dependent. You know what I mean? Like there's so many factors in him pinning one deep.
Offense has to get the ball to a certain point. But then again, when you start thinking about that inside the 20, you're saying like the offense got almost to midfield and they stalled.
Right. So, it's not great.
Well, you might want to take the over.
Well, it's also this year, I could say this because there haven't been that many wins, but Tress's best punt this year was not a kick that put the opposition deep on their own goal line. It was that punt in New York against the Giants, their last win. There's only four of them, where he was back deep. He was on his own goal line and just uncorked one.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that ball in the air went like 65 yards.
Yeah, but that's what he is. He's a weapon. And
then Revo made the hella tackle.
Yeah.
They got a three-out Lane house call on the Giants' ensuing punt.
Yeah.
Like that turn of events right there was the key to winning that game. And it's just another – I think back to when we had Urban Meyer sit down with us at Radio Row, and he talked about he came up as a special teams coach. The first thing he did when scouting an opponent was always watch their special teams.
There you go.
Because that tells you how well they're coached. And did you see the thing I sent you last night on Instagram?
No.
So – John Elway, I think.
I did see that.
Yeah,
talking
with Rich Eisen.
Talking about Terrell Davis.
So Terrell Davis, who's now in the Hall of Fame, if you're my age, you saw those Broncos teams. Like when I was a little kid, everybody talked about Elway couldn't win the big one, and then Shanahan got to Denver, they found Terrell Davis. I want to say he was like a fifth or sixth round.
Got a running game,
and they were the way Elway tells the story. They were in Japan for a preseason game, and Davis was miserable. And he's a rookie. He's like seventh on the running back depth chart. He's just miserable, and he wanted to quit. Elway tells the story that he went down to the front desk at the hotel to check out. And back then, you probably had to like check in and out of hotels. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah,
just leave. And TD is trying to check out of the hotel to fly back to Georgia. He was done. He'd had enough.
Couldn't speak Japanese.
And the people at the counter were like, I don't know what you're – there was a serious language
barrier.
Well, they
were saying they didn't know what he was saying.
Right.
By telling them they don't know what he's saying, he didn't know what they were saying.
Exactly. Exactly. So Davis stuck it out, and in that preseason game, he was playing cover on kickoffs, and he lit that dude up.
Yeah.
And – that's what caught Shanahan's eye. Like, special teams are just massively important.
Special teams will always get the attention, especially when you're trying to make a name for yourself. He said he was the seventh running back on the roster. If you're number seven on the roster, you might want to run down there and destroy a wedge, run through a bigger dude, just whatever you can do to make the coach say, okay, that dude right there crazy. Let's get him out here. Like Raven Caldwell. Raven run down the field, his helmet came off. Guess what he did? Made the damn tackle. Without his helmet, you know, and that's why he acts like he does today. So,
and dude, as bad as Washington's season has been.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Their specials have been good all year.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, their coverage units have been fantastic. The kicking game's been up and down, obviously, but the coverage, punts and kickoffs, has been really, really good all year. So I'm glad for them. Really happy for Tress, especially at this stage of his career, dude. He is.
I was watching a game the other day. It's like those special teams coaches I've seen along the years still in the damn league. Danny Smith, I watched him the other day.
Chewing
Danny,
gum.
Danny had to have like 25 pieces of gum in there and was still adding. He was still adding. Maya was watching the game with me. She go, what is he chewing? I say, gum. She's like, and he's adding more? I'm like, he's going to add it to you. He's not going to have any more.
He's like me with Zins when the vodka's really flowing.
Woo!
Tress going to be 36 in April. You know, re-signed. You just
keep going, Tress.
Yeah.
I played with probably the coolest. Sean was a little weird, but he was cool. Sean Landetta kicked until he was like 42, 43. He kicked for 20-something years total with the USFL and the NFL.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, and just knowing Tress, he's in better shape now than he was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, he recommitted and – remember Liz Locker Room? She's always on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Liz is a funny lady. And she would always talk about Tress being thick in the right ways on Twitter. And I don't know if he heard her or not, but eventually – like, he's lost weight. He's jacked now.
Liz is crazy.
All right, so we're very happy for Tress Way. Congratulations there. Plenty for us to talk about. Cliff Kingsbury is going to address the media here relatively shortly. And it's going to be a quick practice today. These short weeks are crazy. Yesterday, you know, we got the news that they were signing Jeff Driskel. A lot of folks want to talk about Sam Hartman. We can address that. I did want to at least start with the game last night because – I don't know how good the Niners are. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, But they beat the hell out of the Colts last night. And that you're right, B. That was a game early.
It was a game early. And then down the stretch, you know, they did some things.
Indy's first
the game
two
could get
drives.
Away. It gets away after a while. But I would say this. That defense of the 49ers, when a quarterback that can actually move, they're going to have problems.
I agree, dude.
Because you look at that game last night. Look, man, Phillip Rivers, kudos, hats off to him. Phillip Rivers can't move.
Or go downfield.
Okay, but he picked them apart.
Totally.
And if he had any wheels, it was about 5 to 6 times he could have gained another 75, 80 yards.
Dude.
But he can't run.
Their first drive, 9 plays, 72 yards. They're up 7-0. Right?
And they had to overcome some
penalties.
Some BS penalties.
Yeah. So their first drive, the Colts look fantastic. I mean, the Rivers stuff is really pretty impressive. But then the Niners go right down the field. They score. And then back to special teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Colts couldn't afford to do? Fumble a kickoff.
Yeah.
And give the Niners really good field position.
When that happened, you kind of felt that they were always chasing.
Totally.
But they were in that game till late.
Right. I just – specific to the Niners, I think they have clinched now, like a playoff spot.
I think last night did that for them.
Yeah, they have clinched. Dude, so the NFC doesn't have a whole lot still to figure out. The teams that have clinched, right – they haven't necessarily clinched the division, but have playoff spots. Seahawks, Bears, Eagles, Niners, Rams. That's 5. There's only 7 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever ends up winning between Panthers, Bucks, they each have 2 games left. One of them will get in. The other one will not because they're not going to have enough wins to get to a wild card. And then I think the Packers and the Lions are the last 2 teams trying to hunt down the last wild card spot. So 5 of 7 are already spoken for, and the 6th is going to be the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's not a ton of intrigue. It's either going to be Packers or Lions. I guess, technically, Minnesota and Tampa could have a little bit of say in there because they're at 7 and 8 if they've won both and Green Bay and Detroit just collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't expect that, but it's possible. There is still seeding up for grabs, obviously. The NFC West is still up for grabs. The Seahawks are at 12 wins. The Niners and the Rams are at 11. I think it's important for San Fran to hold on to that 5 seed because then they'd be on the road against the winner of the NFC South, which I think San Fran still has enough pieces.
I think they have an advantage over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if San Fran falls to the 6 and all of a sudden they got to go to Philly, or if San Fran falls to the 7 – and they got to go play the Bears or whoever ends up in that 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners, the coaching job Kyle Shanahan's done is really impressive. The way Christian McCaffrey runs the football is so textbook. Like the way he is secure with the football is so impressive.
Oh, yeah, like I always say, there are people that don't like to bring that second hand. If you bring that second hand over the ball when you're in traffic for sure, you won't have many problems. And then when you get out in the open field, you can start running with it, but you can't be swinging the ball around in that traffic. Guys are taught to attack the football these days. And if you do it, you're going to be having fumbles a lot.
Like, I think one thing that's been interesting is watching Bill over the course of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really something there, right? And he's got to get better. He's got to develop. But there's something there. He's got some juice to him. He's got to get better with the football.
True.
Like
100%.
And people with running backs get so caught up in speed and moves and all this stuff. But ball security is job security.
What
did
I tell you about a running back? They got to do 2 things very well before they keep getting the opportunity, before they earn the opportunity to run the football. They got to protect the damn quarterback and protect the football. If they can't do those 2 things, they're not getting 20, 30 carries, no matter what. They could be 4-240. But if you can't protect the quarterback and hold on to the ball, you're going to be sitting on the sideline. Or you might be off a football team if you can't go down and tackle people.
The way McCaffrey, 2 hands high and tight in traffic, and the way he seamlessly – so not everybody might not know this. When a running back is getting towards the sideline, you are supposed to put the ball
on
the outside shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. You want that ball on the outside shoulder. The theory is if you do get hit and the ball does come loose, it'll go out of bounds.
Yeah.
So when you see backs switch the ball depending which way they're running, that's why they're doing that. And most guys, it gets a little insecure when you're switching. And most guys, they slow down like a quarter of a step, just a little bit to make that transition.
Uh-huh.
McCaffrey does neither, and it's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Just the toughness with that dude has been impressive. I think White Bryan last night took Robinson to score a touchdown. He took Brian Robinson to score a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
They have a receiver out there now. Is it Dwayne D. Robinson?
Yeah.
White Bryan, you can tell me his first name. But so I see
it
Robinson
was DeMarcus
going.
And Ben Strober took DeMarcus. Robinson. I took Kittle.
Okay. Well, Kittle hit. So I see Robinson catch it, high pointing this ball. It was a great catch, touchdown catch. And I'm like, that sure as hell ain't B-Rob making that catch. And this dude had like dreads, hair coming out of his helmet and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
B-Rob was returning the kick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he told me he wanted to do that here.
I was like, has B-Rob fundamentally changed what he looks like? Like, am I Rip Van Winkle? How long have I been asleep for? The Niners must be the only team that if you have two dudes with the same last name, they don't put a letter.
Mm.
Did you know? Like,
I didn't even notice it.
The Robinson that caught the touchdown last night, there was no D. And then when B-Rob runs the football, there was no B. At least when I noticed it. White Bryan, you watched. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, I don't know why that's the case. I guess they just don't care.
Some teams don't.
I had never thought of that before in my life. And then last night I'm watching, I'm like, huh.
I think one year I had B. Mitchell on my – when I was – I think I was in Philly though because we had Freddie Mitchell on the team as well.
Freddie Mitchell cost me a lot of money. I'll never forgive him.
When he caught the one big pass he ever caught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
you just bet against him all the other time, you've been rich.
That's the worst that's the worst gambling loss I ever had. And I was what year was that Super Bowl? Eagles Pats.
Man.
Oh, I don't know. 6-ish?
He was look at that.
That's awesome.
Big man found it.
I had you know what a lightning bet is?
No.
It was 2004. So I was 22. And broke. Just straight broke. And I had a big boy bet on that Super Bowl. And I had a lightning on it, which means any point over what the spread was, I had a $100 lightning on it.
Mm-hmm.
So say the line in that was 6. I don't remember what it was. Any point over 6, I got an extra hundo on it.
Uh-huh.
But any point under 6... I paid an extra hundo on that. Freddie Mitchell caught that touchdown. I was screaming. I went and sat. My buddy was having a Super Bowl party. And after that game, I just went and sat by myself in the hallway upstairs in the dark for like an hour. Like, oh, boy. I'm like, how am I going to pay this back? those were dark times, Brian.
Only bet what you can afford, dog.
Nah, that's no fun.
Okay, well.
You can't win big if you don't bet big.
Yeah, you have to pay big when you lose.
What does Felica say? Says, just remember, the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Okay, I hear you.
All right, let's do this. Busy show today. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury in just a moment. Doc Walker going to join us at 11. We should hear from Sam Cosmi around noon. And the one and only Barstool Nate, fresh off a trip to the Bahamas, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll open these phone lines up, too. It's going to be a fun day. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.